General Conference is for you. Love, Joy, and Inspiration by President Thomas S. Monson. Missionary Announcement. We affirm that missionary work is a priesthood duty, and we encourage all young men who are worthy and who are physically able and mentally capable to respond to the call to serve. Read the announcement President Monson made about the lowered age requirement for full-time missionary service on page 6. A testimony of the truth. There is absolutely nothing in this world that will provide more comfort and happiness than a testimony of the truth. If you feel that you do not yet have the depth of testimony you would wish, I admonish you to work to achieve such a testimony. If it is strong and deep, labor to keep it that way. How blessed we are to have a knowledge of the truth. Seeing others as they may become. There are countless individuals who have little or no testimony right now. Those who could and would receive such a testimony, if we would be willing to make the effort to share ours and to help them change, in some instances we can provide the incentive for change. For those members who have slipped from activity or who hold back and remain noncommittal, we can prayerfully seek for some way to reach them, asking them to serve in some capacity, maybe just the incentive they need to return to full activity. We need to bear in mind that people can change. They can put behind them bad habits. They can repent from transgressions. They can bear the priesthood worthily, and they can serve the Lord diligently. We can help them to overcome their shortcomings. We must develop the capacity to see men not as they are at present, but as they may become when they receive testimonies of the gospel of Christ. The same principle applies to those who are not yet members. We should develop the capacity to see men not as they are, but as they can become when they are members of the church, when they have a testimony of the gospel, and when their lives are in harmony with its teachings. Courage needed. Courage is the word we need to hear and hold near our hearts. Courage to turn our backs on temptation. Courage to lift up our voices in testimony to all whom we meet, remembering that everyone must have an opportunity to hear the message. Blessings and happiness. We are blessed with so very much, and yet it is sometimes difficult to view the problems and permissiveness around us and not become discouraged. I have found, rather than dwelling on the negative, if we will take a step back and consider the blessings in our lives, including seemingly small, sometimes overlooked blessings, we can find greater happiness. Prayers heard and answered. Our prayers are heard and answered. We are familiar with the truth found in 2 Nephi in the Book of Mormon. Men are that they might have joy. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. I testify that much of that joy comes as we recognize that we can communicate with our Heavenly Father through prayer, and that those prayers will be heard and answered, perhaps not now and when we expected they would be answered, but they will be answered, and by a Heavenly Father who knows and loves us perfectly and who desires our happiness. Hasn't He promised us, "Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand and give thee answer to thy prayers"? Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10. Our Heavenly Father is aware of our needs and will help us as we call upon Him for assistance. I believe that no concern of ours is too small or insignificant. The Lord is in the details of our lives. Guidance of the Spirit. The Lord's purposes are often accomplished as we pay heed to the guidance of the Spirit. I believe that the more we act upon the inspiration and impressions which come to us, the more the Lord will entrust to us His errands. I have learned, as I have mentioned in previous messages, never to postpone a prompting. The opportunity to be a blessing in the life of another often comes unexpectedly. Loving kindness. May we ever watch over one another, assisting in times of need. Let us not be critical and judgmental, but let us be tolerant, ever emulating the Savior's example of loving kindness. In that vein, may we willingly serve one another. May we pray for the inspiration to know the needs of those around us, and then may we go forward and provide assistance.
My seminary teacher gave my class the challenge to write down questions that we had and to listen to General Conference to find the answers to our questions. The result was astounding. My questions were answered, and I was given a better understanding of the love the Savior has for me. Shanalee W., 15, Utah, USA.
Short videos. Watch short video highlights from President Monson's conference addresses at lds.org/go/112A. lds.org/go/112B. lds.org/go/112C. And lds.org/go/112D.